Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. It is currently September 24th, 2024, on a relatively gloomy Tuesday afternoon. I hope you guys had a wonderful morning and a wonderful start of the week. It is officially week 4 of our semester. I hope everything is going well for you all. Classes are, you know, all organized. Assignments and homework are coming in pretty hot. I hope everyone is balancing that out as best they can. For today's episode, I will actually be sharing a short story that I've been working on. And it's a unique story because, well, first of all, I don't really deal with a lot of fantasy genre stories. But on top of that, this is not the full story, but rather an excerpt of a story that can be a full story. But I just thought that it would be a great thing to share with you all, considering I haven't done a lot of story readings lately. I'm pretty proud of it so far. I haven't officially completed the scene. Or I kind of did, but because I'm just writing a scene, I always just find myself wanting to write more, but I kind of just need to cut it off at some point. And then I will end off the episode with sharing some more songs by Shred Kelly. I hope you guys enjoyed the last episode. I certainly did. They have some wonderful songs, and this time I will be sharing the album Like a Rising Sun. So I hope you guys enjoy that as well. Once again, if you guys want to converse with me during my live shows, or if you guys want to have a full episode with me, half episode, quarter episode, I just want to, like I said, use my platform to gather all of your guys' opinions and voices and really make this a flexible and comfortable platform for you all. So I hope you guys have the chance to offer some of your time to my show. If you would like to, virtually through phone call, just call the number 604-822-2487, and I will be gladly here waiting for your call, and we can have a great conversation. Before we get started, why don't we get through some ads and some PSAs, and we'll get right started with the show. So I hope you guys enjoy this bit, and I will see you all in a couple minutes. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talit, Tim, Homaskwe, Mustail.
Ah! 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 Ah!
Ah! Ah!
Xin chào và hẹn gặp lại.
Happy birthday!
Trời ơi! Lân lân
đìa lân lân. I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drones, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Dear UBC Indigenous students,
Applications for the 2024-2025 Intergenerational Wellness Program, which offers traditional Indigenous teachings, stories, dances, food, and ceremonies from across North and Central America, have opened. Attendees will have access to 7 events throughout the 2024-2025 school year. Each event has invited honorable and reputable Indigenous leaders, knowledge keepers, and ceremonialists such as medicine men and medicine women to share their knowledge, wisdom, and healing traditions. Taking part in this one-of-a-kind educational opportunity at UBC helps to reshape and heal Indigenous communities on campus and beyond through revitalizing Indigenous practices and values. Applications are open from September 16th to October 1st, 2024. For more information, please email intergenerational.wellness@ubc.ca. That's intergenerational.wellness@ubc.ca.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Royal Otis, live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TicketLeader.ca.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. For today's episode, as I mentioned, I will be sharing an excerpt of one of the stories I've written. It is still in the progress of finishing it. I think if I were to finish the entire story, it would probably come down to, I'd say, 15 pages. Currently, I have three pages without any spaces in between the lines. But anyways, why don't we get through kind of what the story is about and do a little quick rundown of the genre that I chose to write in, and some content tags that I'll be putting up just in case you guys are not up for some of the topics that I've written about. But I think you guys will be. It's a fairly interesting topic and ideas that are written within the story. So the story is called Hearts Between the Verge of Void, and it's about two teenagers. I haven't really decided on what the ages are with my main characters, but it seems that they are in their mid to late teens, almost probably my age. I'm 20 right now, so I'd say that they're a college student. They're in uni, I'd say. If they were in our time. The thing is that this is a fantasy genre. Therefore, they're not set on planet Earth. They're actually set on different planets. However, the scene itself is placed on one planet, but that planet isn't Earth. It's a completely different made-up planet that belongs to the girl protagonist called Elendil. Elendil and Dexy, who is the male protagonist, they both have powers. And the powers that they have are completely distinct from each other. Elendil has the ability to ice certain things, shoot out icicles, and she also has an ability to incubate or heal certain objects, mainly plant-based objects, environmental-type living things. And she does this by having like this incubator in her heart. And so she puts it in there and it either heals it or just kind of preserves it in a very safe manner. And she also has another ability to shield herself, which is basically what it means is she has this ability to camouflage, but the camouflage that she uses is like this chamber that she creates, like a very thin bubbly texture where it kind of covers her, and whatever that texture is, it blends in with wherever surface that she's touching or whatever just blends in with the entire environment. Unlike Elendil, Dexy doesn't have many powers. He just has one, which is he deals with fire. So he's a very fiery character. He can throw fireballs. He can use his hand as a torch, but nothing else. And that's the thing with his planet, is that everyone has a mono power, which means they only have one. Elendil's world, there are people that are hybrids, which means that they can contain multiple powers, but there are only a certain type of power that is accepted within the society that Elendil lives in, which is the power to ice, which she has, shielding, which she has. I haven't really completely come up with a name with this, but it's basically the ability to use rocks and other solid mineral type of objects around that is in Earth, or not Earth, the planet that they live in. So they can use the solid objects that are around the Earth that are not the Earth, the planet, that are not a living thing. So like the rocks, or, you know, like the walls or all those sorts of stuff. But here's the thing. The society that Elendil lives in really opposes, like I said, any other power that aren't in the three category that I just pointed out in. But Elendil's special and she inhibits another power, which gives her the ability to shield. And so she's almost like a complete outsider in her own planet. And Dexy, who came to Elendil's planet to retrieve a plant which will save his world, he's also in. So they're just both huge outsiders in a planet trying to save another planet. And so that's kind of how the story goes. It deals with some violence. There's some love. You guys know that I love that romance aspect and, you know, movies and stories. So there's definitely a bit of love, fantasy going on, powers, the supernatural. And there is some, you know, graphic imagery at the end, but I don't know if I'm going to include that or not. But why don't we get to reading the story? So here is the start. "What do we do now?" Dexie whispered, his voice shuddering. "Run," Elendil bellowed, her eyes wide with terror. In an instant, Elendil and Dexia were sprinting away from the cave's maw, their feet pounding against the murkish floor. The peculiar surface glowed with an eerie fluorescent hue, illuminated by Dexia's hand flame. Their sodden clothes clung to their bodies, each step a battle against the weight of their waterlogged limbs. As they raced through the winding passageway, a dead end materialized in the distance. Suddenly, Elendil stopped, her arm shooting out to grasp at Dexie. Quickly, in one motion, she pulled him close, pressing their bodies against the rough cavern wall. "What the hell are you doing?" Dexie hissed, his breath hot against her ear. "Get rid of your hand flame and hold tight," Elendil commanded, her voice barely audible. "And stop breathing heavy. What, you've never hugged a pretty girl before?" "Oh, shut up, Elendil," Dexie began, but Elendil's actions silenced him. With her agile fingers, she reached into her pocket, retrieving a gilded chain connected to her rib. As she unfastened the lock, an arcane energy enveloped them. Their forms shimmered and blurred, gradually taking on the texture and hue of the andesite wall surrounding them. As they melded into their stony camouflage, Elendil couldn't resist with her continued joke. In a soft, teasing whisper, she said, "Dexie, your heart is still racing like crazy. Are you sure you'll be all right?" "I will be just fine, thank you very much," Dexie retorted, his voice a strained whisper. The eerie presence of the creature slinked along the pathway, drawing ever closer to their hidden area. Their hearts thundered in their chests as the creature's footfalls echoed through the oppressive silence. As it neared, its otherworldly breathing became audible, a cacophony of discordant rhythms as if multiple airways were simultaneously engaged in grotesque harmony. The sound resembled a large sponge being repeatedly compressed and expanded, punctuated by unsynchronized gasps and wheezes that sent shivers down their spines. The creature's presence loomed, its desiccated form brushing against Dexie's right leg. The sensation of its warm, greeny texture combined with withered, peeling scales sent shivers cascading through his body. As Dexie and Elendil teetered on the brink of unconsciousness from holding their breath, the creature suddenly darted away, its form vanishing into the dark. Gasping for air, Dexie quickly disentangled himself from Elendil's. His voice ragged as he spoke, "What the heck was that?" "That was a pollen heart. It's a hybrid creature that protects the plants in the cave," Elendil replied, her voice barely above whisper. Your planet has got the weirdest creatures. And by weird, I mean you can literally die from them," Dexie remarked, his gaze locked with Elendil's. Elendil brushed off her clothes, aggressively wiping away Dexie's sweat. With a wry smile, she replied, "Were we weird? Your planet is literally going to die if you don't bring the planet we just got. We stopped using this plant centuries ago." "Whatever," Dexie countered, his tone softening as he regarded her. "The plant, is it safely incubated in your heart?" "Yeah, I put it in as soon as we got it," Elendil affirmed, her hand unconsciously moving to her chest. "All right, let's get out of here. We need to find a puddle to place our novas." Dexie cocked his head, an amused glint in his eyes. "Novas? Now that is a weird name for a portal chip. At least we call it a much cooler name." Elendil smirkily asked, "Yeah, what is yours called?" "Huber Pickers," Dexie announced with mock pride. Elendil couldn't suppress a laugh. "That sounds like a gadget used for picking your nose." "Oh yeah? Well, at least we don't," Dexie continued, but Elendil cut him off, her tone suddenly serious. "Okay, seriously though, we really have to find this portal location before it gets too dark." With a nod, Dexie ignited his hand flame once more and they set off down the trail in search of a portal location. That is it for the read aloud for today. It is a fairly quite short excerpt that I've prepared for you all, but you can kind of see what I've tried to emphasize. I know that this is a short excerpt, but I did not want to fully focus on the romance aspect. I kind of just wanted to sprinkle it in here and there. Same with that mysteriousness of the creature. It is a very exotic planet that deals with powers, different creatures, the fact that a plant can save an entire planet. And it's not even like a big plant. It's a very small plant that you can literally just put into your heart, like Allendale did. So there's a lot of these interesting ways that each of the planets operate in. And I wanted to make the story unique in a way that the survival method was a bit different. And I also wanted to make a little bit of that banter going on with Allendale and Dexy to kind of show the spark or the origin of that romance blossoming. So I hope you guys enjoyed that excerpt. I'm going to continue on writing it, and once I'm finished, I will continue to read it out for you guys, and hopefully we can see where this story ends. All right, so why don't we get through the first song by Shred Kelly called Rising Sun. I hope you guys enjoy this song. I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. That was Rising Sun by Shred Kelly. The next song I have for you guys is called Roman Candle Eyes. I hope you guys enjoy this song. So here we go.
Thank you.
That was Roman Candle Eyes by Shred Kelly. The next song I have for you guys is called Take Me Home. I hope you guys enjoy this song. Here we go.
Remember the time. 67. You found me on top of Blue Mountain and took me home.
That was Take Me Home by Shred Kelly. The next song I have for you guys is called The Hill. I hope you guys enjoy this song. Also, I just want to give you guys a reminder. The weather today is not the best, but it doesn't seem like it's cold as well. So if you guys have a chance, please go outside and enjoy the weather and just have some fresh air. I think it's very important to give yourself that time to just get some air. All right, so The Hill, here we go.
This dead end street.
All right, everyone, that was The Hill by Shred Kelly. The last song I have for you guys is called Disconnect. So I hope you guys enjoy this, and this will wrap up the episode. That was Disconnect by Shred Kelly. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It is getting busier this year, so like I said, please focus on that balance between your work life, your school, and everything else in between. Next week, I am planning to have another interview down, so please stay tuned for that. My name is Jeff, and thank you for listening. I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.